Welcome to Parenting Matters. This is Parenting Matters, where we talk about parenting matters. Why? Because parenting matters.
Fun times.
It's the Christmas season.
You can hear me okay?
We are... What?
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, okay. Very well. Hear you very well. How do you feel? Oddly vulnerable in a little soft chair?
Well, yeah, it's weird. And you're looking down on me.
I'm sorry. I couldn't go get the smaller stool. For those that are listening, we're in a different location today.
Hey, we started?
Yeah, we started.
All right.
We're starting it. We're going to do it a little different today.
Good
it's going to be very
morning.
Relaxed. And it's the Christmas season, so everything's kind of relaxed. And
I do feel like Seth is counseling me right here.
It is interesting. So
chair.
I'm on a stool because I couldn't, find another comfy chair. I thought if we were both sitting in comfy chairs, that would be super cool. And this was the closest thing I could find.
And it does not look comfortable. He's like perched like a little bird on top.
I am. And and you're sitting in a very nice, comfortable chair. The problem is the microphone's not in a great spot.
Yeah. It's awkward.
It sounds great.
I'm glad it sounds good.
It looks funny from this side. I should take pictures and post it in the description.
I know you totally
should. Hilarious.
I feel like it's like just right in my nose, in my face.
Yeah. And I think you can move it away a little bit. But
I don't know. It swings.
It does swing. Oh, that's right. It does.
Comes right back.
Gravity's getting you. Anyway, this is Parenting Matters. Thank you for joining us. We talk about parenting matters. Why? Because parenting matters. And I thought about this the other day, Tanya, that we've been fairly clinical in our conversations.
We had some serious things the last four weeks. I mean, good things.
They have been really good. Yeah. But I think we could be even more effective if we just were ourselves a little bit more.
Sure.
And not that we haven't been ourselves, but that we just have the freedom to talk about.
Should be cash.
Yes. Just relaxing. That's, if people are listening to a long form talk or a long form podcast, they like, I think, and you can let us know.
If you don't like it.
Anywhere you want. Yeah, with stars, ratings, and things like that. If you want to subscribe or not subscribe, we'll know. But yeah, if you can leave a comment somewhere, we would love to hear from you. You can always email seth@magnoliasfirst.org. I'd love to hear what you think of it, if you like it or hate it.
Yep.
Or just to say hi, just to let us know you're
we
out
like
there.
Hi.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, we're going to try a little
or
more
topics, recommendations.
Yeah, we would love all of those things.
Take it all.
But so this month, we're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about some of our experiences, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do to make your Christmas season more intentional for your family, mm-hmm. for your kids, so that they can understand that it's not just about them, that it's not just about receiving, it's not about Santa Claus, but that the reason for the season that we celebrate as Christ followers is because of Jesus. So we're going to give you some resources for that. But really, we're just going to have a conversation. And so we're going to talk about Christmas. So are you ready for Christmas?
Well, yes, I'm excited. Christmas is here. It did come really fast.
Seemingly, right? A lot of people think we're still in April.
Yeah, it's weird. We missed like half a year. But I like that it was cold.
We didn't, though. We were there.
That helped. And I know.
Like, I worked
I
the
was
whole
there.
Time. And I worked a lot the whole
true.
Time. And so this...
It is true.
I'm glad to see this year go.
It just was weird, you know? It was different.
Mm-hmm. But it was very different. And it doesn't seem like it should be December already.
It doesn't. And it was so hot for so long. Oh, the cold makes a difference to me.
Up until yesterday.
I know. I'm glad it got cold. Because
right.
that makes
and
me
it was
feel
warm
more
this morning.
Christmassy.
I was sadly disappointed when I walked outside
it's
this
a little
morning.
Warmer.
Usually, once it's 29 degrees or 28 degrees, right. the next morning it's still going to be 40.
Right.
But it was 55 and it was raining.
Yeah. And like an eerie color.
It was an eerie color.
It's weird.
Sometimes I kind of like that.
I do.
If it's not raining and it's an eerie color, I like it. Rain, you can't sit outside and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So ready for Christmas for me means
yes,
the house is decorated, trees up,
check.
Presents are purchased or almost all purchased.
Nope. You have all that?
I've checked all those boxes.
What?
And by
you mean Rainy.
My wife and kids. So we have this.
That's amazing.
It's not a tradition necessarily as it is a, it's just our way. So Rainy works, I work. And if we don't take advantage of the time we get off, especially Rainy, then stuff isn't going to get done. So for Christmas decorations, it always happens the week of Thanksgiving because they're out of school, kids are out of school. And this year, it was like Monday.
So you buy all the gifts and everything?
Gifts come throughout the... Amazon has made that way easier.
You shop all year? Are you one of those people?
All year.
That's
and
nice.
Like, I think
that's smart.
Rainy started buying gifts in like October.
My friend does
and then
that.
Cyber Monday and Black Friday were big ones, but they're all online.
That's always my intention.
I don't think we actually went to the store.
And it never happens.
Yeah.
Never happens.
It took a long time to kind of get into that groove.
But
we got all of our decorations up on Monday. We have a lot of decorations. We like to decorate the whole downstairs. And because I have three teenagers.
They can help.
And a 10-year-old and the 5-year-old who was motivated. all of our decorations went up in 2 hours, and all I did was sit
nice.
There.
And so
it was fantastic.
Yeah. Did you direct them?
What?
Did you like direct them, put that
no,
there?
No, that's Rainey's job.
Oh, Rainey's
job,
okay.
Them, and I, yeah. all I do is get them out of the attic.
Oh, okay.
I get them out of the attic, I hand them down.
Here
and
you
the
go.
Truth is, the kids, the teenagers are really good at that. All I have to do is find them in the attic, which I know where they are. And so I just hand them to Paige, who hands it to Jackson, who hands it to Isabella. Uh-huh. They take it downstairs. And then my job is done.
All right.
And it's fantastic.
That is nice for you.
There's a little bit of consternation from all the kids who are like, Dad, why aren't you doing anything? I'm like, I am. I'm doing the thing that I do, which is just sit here and enjoy this.
<That's>
now,
awesome.
I imagine your Christmas decorating this year is going to be possibly different than it has been in the last couple of years because there's a second person living in your house.
Yes and no.
Did he not bring his bucket of decorations?
He did not Aww. Bring any decoration. He brought one ornament. His aunt gave him an ornament.
That's
so
cool.
Put it on the tree.
That's cool.
So I got mine done, I think, Wednesday because I don't want to do it too early because I'm usually the you don't decorate till after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
I adhere to that unless it's practical to not.
Yep, me too. So, and since... Like, I go to my mom's for Thanksgiving, go mm-hmm. out of town. I like to come back and have it done, you know?
Yes,
like, growing
absolutely.
Up, we would do it after Thanksgiving dinner. But since I'm out of town, and I come back and I want it done. So I did it Wednesday. And then we were out of town Thursday. And so when we came back, Thursday night, it was done.
Giddy up.
So, except the outside. So that's the thing that my husband's going to, that's his job. I put the wreath on the door, and I'm done.
I have,
the
for
rest
the
is
last
up to him.
5 years, I've always been against putting up lights and stuff outside.
Uh-huh.
Not against it because I think it's terrible or wrong. I just don't like doing it.
Yeah, that's what he
and,
said.
And
he didn't want to climb the roof.
Paige has always enjoyed outside decorations.
Yeah.
And so for a while, she would come out there and I would help her and I'd get on the roof. And a couple of years, I've actually decorated the whole house. And
the whole outside of the house?
Yeah, the whole outside yeah. of the house. And but for the last 5 years, it has been 100% Paige.
Really?
She does the whole thing
outside. She climbs
up?
Because you have a two-story house.
Yeah, she doesn't get up on the house like that.
Oh, okay.
She just decorates what she can reach.
Okay.
And so, and then she's happy with it, and it's fine. And
yeah.
If the truth is, if she ever asked me,
you
hey,
do
could
it.
We get up on there? I'd say, yeah, let me go find a 35-foot ladder
yeah.
and we'll figure it out. But it would take a lot of persuading.
Yeah.
She typically goes, Dad, can we put some stuff up here? And I say, no. And if she persuaded hard, I probably would give in. But
hope she's listening.
Yeah, she doesn't listen. But if she did, she would know, and yeah. she'd know the secret.
My husband shut me down pretty fast. I was like, are you going to put them on? Because we have a one-story house. It's got like two little peaks, a peak mm-hmm. over the main house and then a little peek over the garage. It's not very big. I was like, oh, you can put like, you know, just lights. They're simple. He's like, no, I'm not climbing the ladder. I was like, where are you going to put lights?
Yeah.
Because he wants to decorate outside, but I'm like, what are you going to We have one tiny tree.
Those little blow-up and,
like,
things have made
three
things
bushes.
Nicely.
Our neighbors have
nice.
Those.
You got the blow-up things. Where Paige
like
has got
lights.
A couple little tree light things.
Okay.
And then she has always put tree lights in our little tree that we have in the front yard, but this year she put it around our door and then
oh,
around
uh-huh.
our garage doors, and it's fine. It's
yeah.
looks like a kid did it, which is fine. I think that's the fun part.
That is the fun part, especially if she loves it.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah.
The odd part is my backdoor neighbor,
okay.
He actually is in a light
the roaches
business.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm way too cheap for that.
Me too. There's a guy anybody. In my neighborhood. He put it on our community Facebook page. And I was like, oh, you know, give me a quote. And he gave me a quote, and I was like, oh,
negative
no
Ghost Rider. I have a friend. That,
it was like so much per, like foot of, mm-hmm, you know, outside. Light. Yeah, it was like $200 a couple feet. I don't know. It was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot more.
I have
than
a friend
I was
that spent $2,800, got his house lit up, and I was like,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
to me. If that's
He's
your
like,
thing,
well, I get to keep the lights.
And you're listening.
So it'll be in a huge knot next year and you just throw them away? It doesn't make any sense.
Some people do well taking them down and keep it organized.
Yeah. But those people are few and far between.
I can't do
so,
it.
So the decorations are done
yes.
for both of us. That's really good. So, again, I would say involve your kids as much as possible. If you have kids,
yeah.
involve them. If they're little, you can still involve them, right, at their
yeah.
level. We've always had our kids hang in the lower
parts
non-delicate
of the ornaments
on the
yeah.
tree, and they love it, and then they don't, right? They
yeah.
love it, and then they're done, and that's the best part, right? With kids,
are they sad when they're done?
No, like they're
oh.
done as in like they'll put five or six on.
Oh,
and then they're like,
they
I'm
get bored.
Go do this and then
yeah,
do that because
yeah,
like
yeah.
Zoe, she was really good for about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's fine,
right?
You know, and she's happy. She's doing something else. You give her a couple other little tasks. And then eventually she's like, hey, what if you put this box and take it upstairs? It's all about keeping them engaged.
Yeah.
And if you know your audience, you know that your teenagers are going to probably be able to focus the whole time, especially if they're motivated. And I have a lot of girls,
and they won't be tricked
too.
By that. What
I don't
if you
have
put
five
this box
boys
in that box
either.
And take it upstairs.
Yeah, that's true. They're not texted by that. That's the thing that they hate at the end when I go, okay, load them upstairs. I'll be up in the attic. You just start handing them to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not fun.
But there's five of them. It goes, or four of them. It goes really fast. So, yeah, if you have young kids, you just got to be creative about what you do and have them engaged. And you can build a lot of trust in there, too, where you say, okay, you guys are taking care of this. Like I let Paige, she has ownership of the outside. She knows I trust her with whatever she does. And then for Zoe, sometimes we let her carry something that's a little bit more delicate. And other times, and we don't get onto her when she's not helping because she's five.
Right.
And we've got a bunch of other people.
And it's just supposed to be fun anyway. It's not
that's
supposed
right.
to
and
be
I
like
think that's what I think.
It's not like a chore.
Yes. I think that's the thing that gets lost in a lot of Christmas activities and Christmas seasons is that Christmas is a wonderful time of year. It's not a chore.
It's not a chore.
Right?
If your kid doesn't want to decorate the tree, that's okay.
That's right. And if, like, I've talked to a lot of people lately that are like, oh my gosh, we've got to do this and we've got to do that and we've got to do this. And then my parents want to do this and then my friends want to do this. And I'm like, hey. You don't have to do any of that, right? Like you feel like you do. You've put yourself under the pressures to do these things. But if it's taking away the joy of what Christmas is supposed to be about, then you're missing it.
Right.
And you need to step back from all of that because you're allowing that to get into the things that are the most important. And that's, nobody likes that.
Yeah.
And the truth is on the other side of it, you're glad when Christmas is over.
And that's
And you
sad.
Should never be there.
Yeah, that's sad. If you're just so stressed that you can't enjoy all the things of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And there are certain things. I mean, anytime you deal with family and you're mixing together stuff like that, there's going to be
no one expects
stressful
it to be
situations.
Yes.
But if you're going into it knowing that it's going to be stressful, like how many presents do you have to buy? Who are you buying for? And the reality is most of the people are thinking the exact same thing that you're thinking.
Right.
Then they don't want to say it either.
A couple of years, we just, with my sisters, you know, we just are like, yeah, we don't have money. We're just not going to do our presents this year.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay.
2 years ago, so we had always, on my side of the family, I have three sisters and they're all married and I'm obviously married. And for years, we drew names out of a hat.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we all got each other a $50 gift.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we said, why don't we just give each other $50? Does this make any sense? And they're like, well, that's silly. I'm like, yeah. So why don't we just not get each other gifts?
Yeah. Everybody keep your own $50.
We know that you love us. Let's take care of the kids because we all have a bunch of kids. And let's do it that way. And guess what? Nobody missed it.
Yeah.
Like nobody went, oh man, I really miss getting that $50 thing that I will buy for myself on Amazon right now.
And I think like when gift giving is an obligation, it does that. Like I like to give gifts like when I find something like, oh my gosh, this is perfect for my sister, you know, and then you buy it. Like that's what it's nice. But when it's like we have to give each other a gift, it has to be this much. And then it just takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, because it becomes a chore.
Yeah.
And everybody hates chores.
And it's an obligation. It's like,
that's right.
It's expected. This is what we're going to do. Yeah.
My wife was sending a bunch because she's finishing her Christmas shopping, and so we've got a few people left on the list. My parents are one of them, and then, like my grandmother, they're the hardest people in the world to shop for.
Yes, because they have everything and they can buy what they want.
That's
my
exactly
parents.
Right.
And they do all year. They're buying stuff
all
I'm
year.
I'm like,
long.
I could have got you that for Christmas.
My grandmother just moved out of her house.
Oh boy!
And we got rid of a bunch of things.
Uh huh.
And so the idea of getting her more things,
right,
it seems silly.
Did she move to like a smaller house?
Well, she just moved in with my uncle.
Oh yeah, okay.
And so he obviously had stuff.
Right.
And so she just condensed all the things that she had.
She didn't have room for more
stuff. She doesn't have room for all these things. So, like, I think last year, I don't remember what we got her, but it was something that was practical and didn't take up a lot of room. Like, maybe it was either like a Kindle or it was some type of book.
Yeah.
Right? Because she loves books.
Yeah.
And, you know, that doesn't take up a ton of room. You know, for years it was pictures and then it was plants and then it was
different things that she likes.
And we always get my mom plants. And I was walking around my mom's house the other day and she has millions of plants.
Yeah.
Like it's unmanageable at this point. It's a jungle.
My stepmom has that.
And my dad
tons
finally laid down the law. It, it takes about 2.5 hours to bring all of the plants indoors that need to be.
Oh, for when it's cold?
Yeah, for when it's cold. Wow. And yeah, so he's like, I'm not doing it. If they die, they die. And she's like, oh, all right, fine. And I think she's even gotten to the point where she's like, it is a lot of work.
It's too many, yeah.
Because they're plants. They just keep going.
Well, and some people, like, I think my stepmom isn't working, so she kind of enjoys that, like, it's something to do, something to take care of, you know, water the plants.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And it's not a chore.
Right.
That's the difference.
It's a hobby.
Yep. And that's fine. I have 7 snakes.
Yes. And they take time.
It is a hobby for me.
You do have to feed them.
It's not a chore. I enjoy cultivating. I have a fish tank. Those are fun hobbies that I enjoy every week, and I don't feel obligated to do those. And as soon as they become that way, then you don't have them anymore, right? And that's because it's not a hobby.
Yep.
Now with pets, it's a little bit different. It's irresponsible if you just start, like, you go,
I got a puppy. Let it die.
Yeah, just neglect them. That's terrible.
I don't want to feed it anymore. Yeah, I'm going to leave it outside in the winter.
You know, take care of your responsibilities, even if it becomes a chore.
Find a home.
Then don't get another one.
Yeah.
We have not had a dog for over a year now.
Did pass?
Anything to do with Christmas, but it has to do with chores.
We're totally gone. It's all right.
Fine. So we haven't had a dog for over a year now.
Did your dog pass away or you gave it away?
I think my dog knew he was about to
pass away.
And he ran away?
He ran away.
It was crazy. Like, he never left ever. And we had holes in our fence like crazy. Then we built a really nice fence that has no holes.
And
somehow he figured out how to get out, and he's gone. But he was on his last leg. Like, he was, I don't know how he knew. He just knew.
They do. Animals know. That's happened to my mom before. Animals go into, because she lives by a wooded lot, and they'll go into the woods. And
so the point of that story was, I haven't had a dog in a year. And every once in a while, you're like, it'd be kind of neat to have a dog. You know, they're cuddly and maybe an inside dog that's fun. And then I'm like, no, that's ridiculous. That's
thank you.
Silly. No, thank you. That's what is my problem.
Yeah. Listen, that's how I feel right now. I'm like,
chore.
I don't want to have dogs that my husband likes the dogs outside. And I'm like, what's the point of having dogs? I'm never going out there to pet them. Like, I want them conveniently inside.
That's right. I want them to be my companion, not this thing that I have to feed and clean up after every day.
So
that's a byproduct of it. It's like kids. No.
slightly different. But.
So, okay. We've got decorations.
Decorations.
We've got presents.
Presents.
What do you do? What do you do for Christmas? Do you go places? Do you stay?
Well, I've been single up until this year.
That's right.
So I typically would just go after we finish up our Christmas services here. I would go stay the night at my mom's and wake up. That way I didn't wake up alone, because that's sad. So I'd wake up Christmas morning at my mom's house and just spend all day with her, go visit my dad for a bit. My sisters would come and two families. So now this year I'm married. So I think I think he has to work Christmas Eve, so that's sad. Pretty late.
It is sad.
Yeah, it is. He had to work like 2 hours on Thanksgiving, too, it turned out. But so I think we'll wake up, we'll go see his family, then my family. So we'll just make the rounds.
Okay.
Because we don't have kids yet, you know, so we're kind of
flexible. It's a little easier to make the
flexible,
rounds.
But, right. Yeah. Like, we can do things. We can do whatever everybody else wants to do. It's a little easier for now.
So ours is similar, except that we've always stayed at home. Since we've had kids.
In the morning?
Once we had kids, I said, we're going to stay at my house.
Yeah.
Kids are going to wake up at our house.
Right.
Santa, all that other stuff. We're going to do that. Then we'll travel.
Right.
To wherever.
That's what my sister's done. Yeah.
That was a little bit of a bummer when we lived further away.
Okay.
Because it meant we had to pack up, you know, hey, here's
right
your
away.
Toys, pack up. Yeah. We got 2.5 hour drive to
grandma's
first. Yeah. And then we go to my family's, and it's a little bit easier now, but it's still driving in the middle of the day. So you wake up, the kids play.
You're kind of rushed, right?
Yeah. Then
that's what's hard.
We've decided not to rush. Like, we really
good.
Just set up where we let them play a little bit,
yeah.
have a good time. We eat breakfast, and then we say, okay, now we're going to go over to grandma's. We go over there. We have lunch over there. Enjoy that. It's
relaxed. Don't rush
and then
that.
About the time when it seems like, for me, about 2.5 hours in, I'm ready to go anyway.
Okay.
And so we leave and we go to my family's and we stay there for about the same amount of time. And then we come back home, and it's usually about 5 or 6 before we get home.
So you don't feel stressed? No, none of the kids feel
rushed.
That's
good. We've made it to where it's not stressed or rushed. It's also, it's optional as to when we leave and when we get there, and everybody understands that. And again, it's just something I'm pretty sure that my family specifically, because it's the second one, I'm pretty sure they hate it. But
yeah. So when you go to like your family or to Rainey's family, do her siblings come and your siblings come? Mm-hmm. Do you try to all be there together? Or
yeah, so
are
like
you kind of like
passing? When we're at Rainey's, typically her siblings are there and their families. And then sometimes her aunt comes, sometimes her cousins, and they kind of trickle in. And then we
so you
leave,
get to enjoy time with everybody
mostly.
Okay.
And if sometimes there are people that come later.
Yeah.
And we just don't
miss
see
them. Yeah. Okay.
Same thing for at my my family. So my dad's birthday is the 24th.
Okay.
And so we typically go over there the 24th morning.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which, you know, our Christmas Eve services put a little damper on that
at like
this year.
Two.
Like now we have to be there like 12:30. So. We go over for breakfast. We celebrate his birthday. So I at least see them, my sisters anyway.
Yes.
That, and then I miss out on all the other things that they do for Christmas Eve now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then Christmas morning or Christmas Day, we go back over either to my mom's house. Again, this is the first year without my grandmother's house. It's always been my grandmother's house.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Which is in Sugar Land. So this year is going to be different because COVID, all those other things.
True.
My grandmother's not really seeing anybody right now because she's especially people like me who are around people all the time.
Right.
So anyway, it's going to be different this year for sure. But typically we go over there, we stay for a little while. If we miss the cousins, which sometimes we do because they have to go to their families.
Right.
And every once in a while we'll miss one of my sisters because they have to go to families too.
Yeah.
So, it's a bummer, but it is what it is. We used to do the thing where we only go over here for Thanksgiving one year. And then Christmas that year and then flip-flop, and now we're close enough now where it makes sense.
We did a thing. My dad was traveling for Thanksgiving. They were traveling with his wife's family, and so they did like early on the first 2 weeks of November, but they organized a big Thanksgiving at his house, and my cousins and everybody came, so that was nice. To have that big family time. You know, it wasn't on Thanksgiving Day, but it was nice. We only do it like once a year or so that we see all the cousins and stuff. So that was cool. I liked that. It was all outside and
so how do you safe. Feel about Christmas movies? Do you like Christmas movies?
I do.
Are you a Hallmark Christmas movie person?
I am.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're total opposites on that.
A little too much.
That's okay. Hey, that's fine. Again,
listen, I'm a girl.
That's fine. Girl, there are guys that do like it too.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that some of our friends very close to us enjoy lots of Hallmark movies.
Really?
Yes. I'm not that way.
You're not that.
But we had a conversation at the dinner table the other night. What I think Zoe brought it up because she's just awesome. She just brings up stuff. She says stuff. And everybody else is like, yeah, that's a good thing to talk about. She said, what's everybody's favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we were like, oh, and I actually never thought about it. And so everybody's going around talking about it. And my favorite Christmas movie, I believe that I came up with, was Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, yeah.
You
ever seen
it with
that.
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Where they want to just skip Christmas.
Right.
They
go to the Bahamas or something.
They want to get on a cruise and they want to go away and just be away because all throughout life they spent all their time making it a chore.
Right.
And it was this huge thing and they all hated it and it was and of course then they end up doing it anyway. And
right. Their daughter comes home. She wasn't going to come home.
And everybody's angry.
They're like, we have to do it. Oh, yeah, the neighbors, they're always like,
they're
what?
Angry because they weren't
Where are
putting
your decorations?
Yes, exactly. And then they're doing it for them. It's
so funny.
That's an extreme
it
of
is.
The reality that most people,
that people feel,
actually feel.
I think we all want to celebrate Christmas, though. I don't think we'd be happy to go away to the Bahamas, maybe. But
I told Rainey that that's not necessarily true on my end. If all of my kids were away.
Oh, okay.
And they lived somewhere else.
And
like,
we're
not able to come home.
That's different.
I'd have no problem getting on a boat.
Maybe one year, you know, but every year spending Christmas alone, I think that would be sad.
It's like, not alone. It's with my favorite person on the planet.
True. But you miss your kids.
What?
Maybe it's different for a man, but you would like miss your kids and spending the Christmas with your family.
I think she probably feels that way too, but
that
I think
would be
she
sad.
Like, it would be sad.
One year again, that would be fun. But I think more than that, maybe kind of
just,
sad.
I think the responsibility that we put on ourselves to
I agree with that.
Have a great time is the reason why a lot of times it's more of a stress than it is an enjoyment.
Because we force it.
Yeah.
We don't just allow it.
That's what we want. I probably would never go so far. And especially if there was an option to see my kids.
Right.
I definitely would take that.
Sure.
Because I love my wife.
Yeah. And she loves the children.
Yes. And she's like, And I do too. But again, I think the take command of your schedule. And I know that at some points there's not, right? Like if you're single, it would be just selfish for you to go, you know what? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's now if it's to a point where it's so stressful that you're trying to have to make everybody happy.
Right.
Shut it down, and take control of it. But you know, as long as you're not being selfish and the truth is, and that's the thing, listen, what is selfish, right? What is selfish? Is it selfish to say, I want to have a relaxed, Christmas with my family, not having to meet all these expectations. No, of course not.
Yeah.
Then you're showing your kids are getting to experience something that is
right.
pure joy and maybe even take an opportunity to teach them about, you know, what is Christmas and why do we say this Advent thing and why do we say yeah. joy and all, you know, what is it about Jesus coming that was so amazing?
Right.
All of those things, which a lot of times you miss because yeah. you're just traveling
rushing
and moving around.
Yeah. I think you do have to consider the grandparents who are alone. They don't have children there anymore, you know, Christmas morning. And so they want to see people. I get that. So you do have to find some balance. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just totally throw them out.
That's
and
right.
be like, I don't care
selfish,
what you think.
But there's a level of selfishness that is okay.
Right.
That keeps
and it's not
you
selfishness.
From...
It's the protection, like you said, of your family.
Yeah.
You know, because your greatest concern is your wife and then your children. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's your first priority.
Everybody else comes after that. So...
That's right. Yeah. And, but it's difficult because
it is difficult.
When they call and they're like,
when
hey,
your
we're
mom's
doing
like,
this
mm-hmm.
and we want this. And yeah, yeah, your mom's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to miss this.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I am. And I'm sorry. And,
right.
They ultimately, when you can explain it to them the right way, and I've had to do this several times with my family, especially my mom, when you explain it, the reasons why,
mm-hmm.
because they're sensible and wonderful people, they go, man, it doesn't make sense. I don't
yeah.
like it because I'm missing out on it.
Right.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
And we respect that. And as long as you're consistent and you really aren't doing it
right
out of just a selfish,
right,
I'm in control of this whole thing and everybody revolves
my
around
family's
me.
Doing this. Yeah.
That's right. Then, yeah. then again, people respect that.
One time a couple times we went over to my sister's house because me and my other sister at the time didn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest sister was the only one who had kids. So everybody just went over there Christmas morning when they woke up.
And
we just got to be part of that
kids.
For them.
Yeah.
They didn't have to run anywhere or rush anywhere. So there are options.
There are options.
If you're flexible, you can do different things.
Growing up as a kid, so my mom's family lived in West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
most of them. And my dad's family lives here. And we never saw
them on
my
Christmas.
Mom's family.
Yeah.
Because we were just always here. We didn't have the resources to go there a
right.
lot, and definitely not that day and all
yeah.
that stuff. But I do remember one year we said, we are going to do Christmas in West Virginia.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what the conversation was between my mom and my dad, but somehow my mom convinced my dad, hey, we're going to West Virginia. It's going to be a fun trip. We're going to see all my family. We're going to have Christmas there.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking this was fun because it was a one-time deal.
Right.
You know, I did miss my other grandmother that I saw
yeah.
all the time.
Right.
And that we're obviously super close to. The interesting thing was we took that vacation. My grandmother who lived in West Virginia actually died the next year.
Oh.
And it was really kind
yeah.
of a neat, sweet
that is neat.
Thing.
Yeah.
That just happened to
what correlate. A gift.
It's not like she was yeah. sick or anything. She,
right.
I mean, she ended up dying of a massive heart attack that nobody saw coming.
Huh.
So it was just a nice thing. And so don't always say we have to do what we've always done.
Right.
Be willing to do those things
yeah.
and those experiences and travel if you have to.
Right.
Because you do have to consider all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're in a situation where families live in different places, you have to consider that. And there has to be budge and give
right.
in the marriage.
Yeah.
And you have to explain that to your kids, too. It's a great opportunity for your kids to see.
That's what marriage is like.
That's right. And why we have to do these things.
Compromise. And yeah. And I think it's just good not to get stuck in this is what we always do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Like, because then the pressure comes on, like, when things don't go the way they always go, you know,
mm-hmm.
things fall apart and you get more stressed. You're like, but we always do this at 5 o'clock and now it's 7 and we've missed it, you know, or
that is
whatever.
Exactly what it is for most people is that that's what we've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And as life gets more complicated because you add more people into the mix,
right,
that gets harder to do. And you try to
yeah.
make everybody happy.
Right.
And you just can't.
Yep.
So,
yep.
yeah, I'm with you.
Yep.
So anyway, I think that's good. I think we've talked a lot about today.
I think we've talked a lot. Yeah.
We've reminisced a little bit. Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about how we can be more intentional in the season. If you haven't already, I would highly recommend a couple things that we are offering here. You should have gotten, if you have kids and you've ever been to this church, you should have gotten an email yesterday from Devin Neesmith in regards to an Advent activity form that you can download and that you can do with your kids. I would highly recommend you walking through some type mm-hmm. of Advent activity with your kids. I know that there are some on YouVersion. We're walking through two of those actually with my family because my kids are teenagers. So I have a teenage one that we're walking through together. And then we have one for the kids that we read to them and they can do different activities with. Nice. Those are all free on YouVersion. But then we also have our Freedom Prayer Team. Tanya, mm-hmm. will you tell us about that for Advent?
Yes. So every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., we are doing a live short devotional, about 5 minutes, called Advent Moments. And we will talk about a different name of Jesus leading up all the way until Christmas. So it started this past Monday on the 30th and will end on Christmas Day on the 25th. And again, it's like 5 minutes. You can watch it on our M1 Freedom Prayer Facebook page. If you don't wake up at 7, you can always go back and watch it later.
That's right. And it's called
Advent
Moments. The prayer or the page is called M1 Freedom Prayer. If they search that, they'll find
it. M1 Freedom Prayer. Yep.
Okay. Good deal. And then finally, Live at Lunch, 12:10 every Tuesday. Right now, Jesse and I are going through Advent that you can find on Right Now Media. Nice. It's a 4-part study. It's talking about also the names of God and how that relates to the awesomeness that is Jesus coming to earth and ultimately becoming our Savior. So we have lots of different opportunities for you that we provide, but then there's a lot of other things that are out there for you. And this is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Do something.
Do something.
But make sure that your kids understand, as a Christ follower, our role is to disciple our kids. That is our number one priority of discipleship. We need to disciple our own kids. And so take an opportunity to find a way. And listen, we're not saying, hey, bring everybody together, sit them on the couch and say, we are going to learn about
this. This is our devotion.
That will not work. But if you can find in a creative and fun way, and we've given you a lot of creative and fun ways to do that, then I would highly encourage you to do that. So I think that's about it. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think not today.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are so glad that you're here. We hope pray that you are having a great and wonderful Christmas season, that the stress is low. And we would say most of that is a decision that you get to make. So make the wise choice.
You.
Yep. And we will see you again next week, Thursday, 10 a.m. for Parenting Matters. Have a great week.